ओम शांति। टुडे इज 29th सितंबर 2018। मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग। ब्लेसिंग, मे यू बी अ मास्टर बेस्टोअर ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, सुखदाता, एंड कॉन्स्टेंटली गिव द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ हैप्पीनेस टू ऑल सोल्स हु कम इनटू कनेक्शन विथ यू। मे यू बी अ मास्टर बेस्टोअर ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड कॉन्स्टेंटली गिव द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ हैप्पीनेस to all souls who come into connection with you. Explanation: you are master bestower of happiness, children of the bestower of happiness, and so you have to continue to accumulate in your account of happiness. Do not just check whether you caused anyone sorrow throughout the day, but check as to how many you gave happiness to. Let whoever comes into connection with you, master bestower of happiness, experience happiness at every step. This is known as divinity and spirituality. Let there be the awareness at every step that you have to accumulate enough for 21 births in this one birth. So in today's blessing, Baba is speaking about happiness. And Baba says that do not just check whether you caused anyone sorrow throughout the day, but check as to how many you gave happiness to. So what is the definition of happiness? When we are happy, if we see outside of people, what time they are so much happy, the things, which things are making them happy. When we fulfill what they told, if someone got any good job, then he is so much happy. Contentment, yeah. So, happiness for outsider people, happiness depends on the outsider things. But actually, happiness is an inner thing. It is our state of mind, our inner state of mind. If we are happy from inside, if we are content from inside, then automatically we are happy. But just as I told that for outsiders people and sometimes for us also, happiness depend on so many small things. As I told that, if some for outsiders people, if they got job, if someone is looking, searching for a job, and if he get job, then he becomes so much happy. If someone want a good house in cheap rate, if he got that, if he get that good house, then he also becomes so much happy. Concession, yeah, so much things are there. And mainly the happiness depends on that, those outsider things. If someone want, if we consider BK souls, if someone want to become a Madhuban Nivasi, if someone want to dedicate his life in Madhuban or in center, and if he get chance, then he becomes so much happy. So much things are there. But today Baba is saying that just check that our happiness depend on outsider things or which things. Because we are the bestower of happiness, we are master sukhdata. Here happiness is defined as sukh, but actually happiness is khushi. But here they say happiness is sukh. So Baba is saying, do not just check whether you caused anyone sorrow throughout the day, but check as to how many you gave happiness to. So what are the actions we do in entire day which gives happiness to others? First we'll see what are the normal actions which didn't have any connection either with sorrow or happiness. What are the normal actions? Which are not giving happiness to others, which are not causing sorrow for one also, but just the action which are the normal actions. Do your work properly, okay, whatever we are doing, eating, reading, having shower, doing our seva, whatever we are doing, that comes into normal action. But after coming in Baba's Gyan, as Baba told that we have to do everything in Baba's remembrance. So if you do all those things in Baba's remembrance, those all actions will become elevated actions. And what are the actions which causing sorrow to others, or sometimes sorrow for us also? Not following Srimad, and tell some gross actions. Coming late. Yeah, coming late, or if we are spending our time in gossiping, just doing parchintan and pardarshan of other souls, Okay, that sometimes cause sorrow for to us also and other souls also, spreading the rumors that things which are not correct. Okay, so others, many things are there. If we check throughout the entire day, how many, which things, which actions we are performing, and from that actions either we are gaining something, either we are accumulating something, or those actions are normal actions, or those actions are causing sorrow to others and for me also. And those actions are the actions which cut the marks from our action, whatever we are doing, that the marks get cut from those things. And what are the actions which give happiness to others and for one also, for us also? Which actions gives us happiness? Helping someone and powerful yoga and listening someone's problem, giving someone time, churning knowledge, and so these are few examples of things which gives happiness to us. So we can check whether we are accumulating or we are doing such actions which are deducting marks. Let whoever comes into your connection with you, master bestower of happiness, experience happiness at every step. So whomever comes in our entire day in connection with us, just check that either we are giving happiness to them or just we are spending our time in a normal way. Baba says that we are, as today's Murli Baba says, that we are the bestower of happiness. So anyone, any soul who comes into our contact, at least we have to give something to them. Our aim should be there that if we are not giving them through our words by vacha, but at least we have to give some good wishes to them through our mind. We have to do mansa seva. Our face should like that, our face should be always cheerful, that they get happiness. They feel that vibration of happiness from our cheerful face. Let there be the awareness at every step that you have to accumulate enough for 21 births in this one birth. In this one birth only, we have to accumulate for 21 births. So, today Baba is speaking about happiness. So, we will see few points about happiness. So, from happiness, first one is honest. If we are honest with Baba, if we are honest with Yajna, if we are honest with our Seva, whatever Seva we are doing in Yajna, either we are dedicated in Madhuban or either we are central Nivasis or either we are living in our household. If we are honest with all those things, whatever we are doing, so automatically we feel happiness because we get blessing from Baba, from family. If we are giving very good class, if we are, our journeying of knowledge is very, very good, if we have very good dharanas, but we just have, we don't have that dharana of honesty. I think I always, that's my personal sharing, that I always give so much importance to honesty. If we go to foreign also, many places we see that slogan, honesty is the best policy. Many people say honesty is God. Okay, so always be honest with Baba. If our yoga is not good, doesn't matter. If your churning is not good, doesn't matter. If you are not giving any good class, doesn't matter. But be always honest with Baba. Whatever is there in our mind, just narrate, just tell everything honestly to Baba, and Baba will help us. These are the subtle things which impact on soul, and those things brings happiness in our life. Many times it happens that we feel upset. We don't know that why we are upset, but we feel upset, or we are I won't say sorrow, but our mood is not good. We never come to know that why today my mood is not good. But somewhere we had broken some kind of Srimad, but we don't know that what Srimad I had broken and why today my mood is not good. So honestly speak with Baba. Baba, what happened to me? Why my mood is not good today? And Baba will give you some clue. Baba will make your mood good. Baba will give some options. He will tell you some clue, or he will give some options. Why, what thing you have performed wrong, and why because of that your mood is not good. So always be honest with Baba. So you will feel the happiness. And another one is A. A means attitude of gratitude. Whatever we are getting, just be gratitude for that. If we are having shower in our washroom, say thanks to that water also, the people who are behind that everything, who are supplying water, who are doing everything for us. Even say five elements also, for providing that washroom to us, because we know that many people in the world, they don't have washroom also. So these are very small things, but if we see, if you go deep in that, no, the things are giving so much, they have so much, they are given to us, and for that we have to be very gratitude. Thanks, give thanks to the bed on which we are sleeping. Thanks, give thanks to the room in room which we are. So give in small things. Give express your attitude of gratitude. So all those things will give us happiness. No, because many people have that kind of mentality or tendency, for all small things they always complain. If food is not good, they always complain. If you go to have your meal, if chapati is finished, they always complain, chapati is finished. Then what? Have the rice, no? Or have some other things. But we have that mental, not we, but as I told you, many people have that mentality, all the time just complaining. So don't make that complaining nature our habit. Okay, instead of that, make that attitude of gratitude, that nature our habit. So second one is A, attitude of gratitude. Next one is P. P means positive thoughts. Always have that positive thoughts, positive affirmation. Whatever is happening in our life, think that, you know, Baba said that whatever happens in drama is always beneficial. So whatever is happening, just have the positive thoughts for that. The things which are going to happen, or things which has happened in past also, have that positive affirmation or thought for that, that whatever is happened is good. And next one is purity. How much our level of purity will be, will feel the happiness. So purity is not just about the celibacy, but purity is about in our thought, in our action, whatever we are doing in our entire day, how much pure we are. Okay, if we are wearing the clothes, so how much pure means our clothes are neat and clean, or what kind of our clothes are. Whatever actions we are doing, what kind of seva we are doing, how much we have purity in that seva. If we are speaking with anyone, how much, what kind of level of purity we have in that. So those things come into purity. Purity is very subtle things, not just about celibacy. So purity. Next one is I. I means introvert. If how much we are introvert, our happiness becomes on that, depends on that. Because if one is introvert, he goes more deeply in the deep in the knowledge. So we'll come to know that whatever things are happening with us, why these things are happening. Otherwise, in entire day, we just go in so many things, why, what, and who, and this, why these things are happening with me. So if we go that in that virtue of if we adopt that virtue of introvertness, we feel happiness. We see the ocean, we see so much waves and upheavals up and down in the ocean, but we go as much, and in the depth of the ocean is always silent. So just go in the introvertness. Next one is N. N means no expectations. Don't keep any kind of expectation from anyone. Keep good wishes for everyone, but don't keep any expectation that they are going to change. Because we know that everyone have their own part in drama. Many times we see that if anyone causing any bad action, we feel, oh, why that person is doing this bad thing, these things are not right, these things are against Srimad, whatever. So many things come in our mind. But don't expect from anyone. This, last time also I shared that in a movie, if a person is playing a part of a villain, okay, so if that director is going to scold that villain or what? No, because director know that I has only given that part to that person. So if that hero thinks, suppose, that why that he is performing such kind of action, so it's going to affect on that villain's part, or it's going to affect on that hero's part only? It will affect on hero's part only. Okay, so don't think that why he is doing like that. If you know that really he is doing bad things or wrong things, just tell to seniors and just forget that thing. Tell to Baba and just forget that thing. Don't bring that thing, keep that thing in our mind. Because whatever we spread outside, law of attraction says, whatever is spread outside, the same things comes to us, come us only. So don't keep any kind of expectation. Then next one is E. E means easy nature. Keep our nature easy. Don't go in so much who, what, so many questions. So many people have that kind of mentality all the time. Why this is happening with me only? Why this is that? What this is that? All the time, as I say, that complaining nature. Instead of having that attitude of gratitude, they have the complaining nature. So here also, E means easy nature. Always keep your nature easy. Many times Baba says in the Murli, keep your nature like Balak so Malik, child and master. When we have to give advice like a master. But when we have to follow that, become Balak, child in that. So keep the easy nature. Then next one is S. S means soul conscious stage. I always give more important to soul conscious stage. If we say that our yoga is very good, but we haven't experienced the soul conscious stage, we are doing meditation, we are just thinking that I am going in subtle reason, I am going in Paramdham, taking power from Baba, and so many things we are doing in yoga. But if we haven't experienced the soul conscious stage, I think we haven't experienced anything. Because soul conscious stage, I think the very first stage of yoga. If we experience the soul conscious stage, automatically happiness comes, because it fills us with so many powers, so many virtues. So soul conscious stage. And last one is S. S means Soman. Baba has given us so much Somans. So practice those Somans in our daily life, in daily routine. Any kind of Soman. For me, I take any Soman, and I practice that Soman at least for 1 week, for 10 days. Not just one Soman for one day. I am going very deep in that state of that Soman. So at least I practice once, 7 days or 10 days, just on one Soman only. Then you feel something. You get something from that Soman. My personal sharing is. So always have that, practice some Soman and service. How much service we are getting if we can do in Baba's Seva? Don't say no to any kind of Seva. If you are really busy, then it's okay. One of the thing which comes in, if you want to stay happiness, is learn to say no. But here, one thing is, if we get any kind of seva, and if we are able to do that kind of seva, if we have time, then don't say no for any kind of seva, because this seva gives us the happiness. So here are the few points which gives us happiness. So we will just revise today's blessing again. May you be a master bestower of happiness and constantly give the experience of happiness to all souls who come into connection with you. Om Shanti.